我们晚上要继续来学习约书亚记。
Tonight we will continue to study the book of Joshua.
晚上跟大家学习的是第六章。
Tonight we will learn with each other chapter 6.
在这个昨天以及早上，今天早上传道跟大家学习到这个有关约书亚对于攻取迦南地的准备工作。
And yesterday and this morning we learned together about preparation to attack Jericho.
那从第六章开始就要采取实际的攻击行动。
And starting in chapter 6 begins the real attack on the city of Jericho.
迦南地的地形都是山地居多。
The location of Jericho has many mountains and hills.
所以神带领约书亚一行人他们要从整个迦南地的中间做一个中间的一个进到迦南地。
And it is passing through, for the Israelites passing through into Canaan.
所以他们选择在这个耶利哥附近来过河。
And they selected somewhere near Jericho to cross the river.
他们安营在基甲这个地方。
And they were in Gilgal.
我们来看一下这个地图。
And let us look at this map.Let's look at the next slide where the map is.
这个就是这个迦南地这个约书亚他们的要攻打的第一个耶利哥城的地图。
And this is the land of Canaan where they have to first attack Jericho, the map.
很抱歉，那个是中文的。
Apologize that it is in Chinese.
中间这个是约旦河。
In the very middle, it is the Jordan River.
那在它的左手边那个是基甲。
And to its left is Gilgal.
在它的下边那个就是耶利哥。
And below it is Jericho.
约书亚他们大军在基甲安营，要攻取第一座城耶利哥城。
And the Israelites gathered in Gilgal to first attack the first city Jericho.
来作为他们要进攻占领整个迦南地的一个桥头堡一个前哨站。
It is one of the first stations that they must take over when they are taking the land of Canaan.
我们来看第六章的第一节。
Let us look at chapter 6 verse 1.
六章第一节，耶利哥的城门因以色列人就关得严谨，无人出入。这里谈到说耶利哥城的人因为看到这个神带领约书亚过约旦河走干地过来。
And here it says because the people of Jericho saw that God led the people and Joshua across dry land over the river.
他们心都消化了。
Their hearts melted.
我们换下一个 slide.
Next slide.
在这个军事作战上面最高的作战不是真正的兵戎相见而是用不用打仗就可以让敌人屈服投降这个是最高的这个战争的一个境界。
The greatest strategy in military warfare is to make the people give up even before you start fighting.
那旗下才是用计谋，再来才是用外交，再来才是真正用这个部队那最差最差的就是攻城这个是在兵法书上有这么的记载。
The first would be the best would be deception, and then interaction, and then combat, and then finally going head on into war, which would be the worst. Last resort.
最糟糕的就是要攻城就是攻打一座城。
Going to attack a city is probably the hardest and the worst case scenario.
根据这个诺曼底登陆作战。
And this is
D-Day.
Like Doomsday or D-Day.
在第二次世界大战。
In the Second World War.
这个兵力比攻防两方的兵力比是3:1。
It was 3:1.
要攻打一个守备的地点，你要花3倍的兵力才能够攻得下来。
In order to attack a certain location, you need at least 3 times the amount of people and also material to attack it.
所以这个这兵法书上才会说哈，这攻城是下下之策的，就是最不好的这个方法，就是攻击一座城池。
And that's why in the art of war, they say that attacking a city is the worst method and it is the last resort.
那在这里我们看到神所用的方法就是那个不用打仗就让敌人整个军心士气就没有了。
And we see here that God used a strategy that they didn't even need to fight, and all of the soldiers or the opponents already melted in their hearts.
那在之前早上传道有跟大家谈到说他们过了约旦河做了一些要攻打迦南地的准备工作。
And this morning, I shared about how before they crossed the River Jordan to attack, they had some preparations.
记不记得哪些他们做了哪些事情？
Do you remember what kind of things they did?
受割礼，还有呢？
Received circumcision. What else?
守逾越节哦。
And they kept the Passover.
再来。
What else?
他们吃当地的土产哦。
They ate the produce in the land.
这些工作啊，跟军事行动有没有关联呢？
Does work have to do with the mobilization of troops?
我们想没有办法想得通哦。
Can't really connect it together.
守割礼也好，守逾越节也好，吃当地的土产也好，跟攻打耶利哥城啊，根本是毫不相干的事情。
Receiving circumcision and eating the produce there, and also keeping Passover are very good things. But what does it have to do with attacking Jericho?
如果你是指挥官啊，你会怎么做？
If you were conducting and leading, what would you have done?
可能啊，你就会开始训练士兵哦，怎么样攻城池哦。
Perhaps you would have trained the troops and teaching them how to attack a city.
做弓箭哦。
And making weapons.
做云梯哦，攻城要那个梯子啊。
And making ladders.
你就会做这些准备。
You would make these kind of preparations.
但是我们看约书亚做的啊，通通是不相干的事情。
But if we see what Joshua did, it is completely uncorrelated.
因为这场战争啊，是谁是元帅？
Because in this battle, who is the commander?
不是人，而是神本身。
It is not man, but God Himself.
是神在带领，神在指挥。
It is God leading. It is God conducting.
所以我们在教会里面服事。
So when we are serving in the church,
我们也要有这样的一个观念。
We must also have this sort of concept.
我们来看撒迦利亚书。
Let us look at Zechariah.
四章的第六节。
4 verse 6.
第六节，他对我说：“这是神指示所罗巴伯的，万军之主说，不是倚靠势力，不是倚靠才能。”乃是依靠我的灵方能成事，这是我们真耶稣教会最喜欢的一节经文哦。
This is one of our favorite verses in the True Jesus Church.
不是靠势力，不是靠才能，是靠圣灵而成事的。
It is not by might nor by power, but it is by Spirit that we accomplish things.
下午传道跟这个叶传道在聊天。
In the afternoon, I was speaking with Pastor Ye, having a conversation.
不知道怎么谈哦，谈到说要怎么样让一个教会能够增加他的信徒。
And I don't know how we got there, but we started talking about how a church can increase its membership.
让他的圣工能够兴旺。
So that its holy work can take off.
没有谈到说其他基督教会他们的做法是什么？
We talked about how other Christian denominations carry this out.
当然啦，我们不是说完全排斥神给人的智慧。
Of course, we don't completely reject the wisdom that God has given to man.
但是我们要知道，这是一场属灵征战。如果光靠人的经验跟智慧，也不一定能够成功的。
However, we must know that this is a spiritual battle, and if we only rely on the on the forces of man, then we cannot be successful.
我们在美国有很多的这个基督教会是社区教会。
In the U.S., there are a lot of churches that are community churches.
当然他们跟社区整个连结跟社区的活动整个连结在一起。
And their activities, they completely mix together with the community and society.
所以他们有各样的这个 活动哦，比如说啊，有这个什么插花班、才艺班哦，什么土风舞班哦，啊，教英文教什么哦，很多的。
So that's why they have various activities such as dance classes, floral arrangement, and other different kinds of classes and activities.
哦，他们也有这个文艺活动。
And they also have art activities.
哦，有音乐会。
Music concerts and recitals.
有这个什么哦，这个文哦，这个文章哦，文艺摄影展等等。
And also workshops for writing essays and filming.
哦，啊，他们也有一些讲座。
And they also have workshops.
哦，讲座了哈，就是请一些哈人来演讲。
They have they invite speakers to come and deliver messages.
哦，那怎么样理财？怎么样？保健自己的身体。
Giving workshops on how to manage your money and also how to take care of your body.
哦，怎么样？哦，经营人际关系。
How to establish interpersonal relationships.
哦，两代之间的沟通，夫妻之间的沟通等等。
And also relationship between spouses, etc.
哦，这是我们从这个一般的社区教会我们可以看得到。
And these are things that we can see in a typical community church.
哦，甚至啊，在这个选举的时候，教会也成为这个各路人马发表政见的地方。
And even during elections, community churches will endorse certain politicians.
哦，所以他们的教会啊，已经不是纯粹一个这个传福音传讲这个救恩得救信息的地方。
And no longer are these churches places where they preach the gospel of salvation.
已经成为各样功能各个团体使用的地方。
And has become a place where different kinds of groups come together for different functions.
甚至在都市里头啊，这个停车位比较难求的这个教会还会代客停车让信徒能够不迟到。
And even in the parking lots, they will have valet parking so that the members do not go late.
因为停车位少嘛
Because the parking fee is very little.
小弟曾经开玩笑那如果这个多一项服务代客洗车可能会更多人
And I once joked that if they have car washing at our church, then they would have even more people.
那如果教会还有健身房三温暖 SPA 那可能大家都不会离开教会。
And if our church had a swimming pool and a sauna and a spa, then even less people, a fitness center, and even less people will leave.
如果我们用这种方法来经营教会的话
，But if we use these kind of methods to establish the church，
可能我们也会很成功，会高朋满座，会员很多啊。
Perhaps we will also be very successful and fill the seats and have full, very big membership。
只不过我们不知道能不能把人带到天国去哦。
But we don't know if we can really bring these people to heaven。The kingdom。
所以，当我们想要买，买一个。比如说我们买 cellphone 好了哈，他们最新的什么 iPhone 是4G 的是吧
？If we were to say we are going to buy something like a cell phone or an iPhone, like the new one, the 4G.
通常你会到哪里哈？
Where would you go?
都会到那个专卖店去哈。
You would go to.
专门卖那个东西的哈。
Somewhere that specializes in this. A specialty store.
就是他的这个专门卖手机的哈。
Somewhere that especially sells cell phones.
那最好就是他公司直接代理的。
And the best is if the company opens that store.
这样才不会买到假货。
Then you won't buy fake products.
那将来这个售后服务还有保障啊。
And also the customer service, they will have good guarantees.
所以我想我们的信仰教会也应该也是要有它的专业性。
So I believe that in our faith, the church must also have this specialty and also this unity.
这里只传真理啊，这里只让人只带领人得救。
Here we only preach the truth. Here we only help people to be saved.
应该是要这样才对。
It should be just like that, and that's right.
那如果我们随意的加添，那教会将成为四不像。
If we carelessly add certain things, then it'll be like it is, but it isn't.
所以这个是我们要去思考的。
So this is something we have to think about.
所以今天神带领约书亚以及以色列百姓来打这一场这个 这个战争。
So today Joshua has led the Israelites to fight this battle.
哦，不用人的智慧所想得到的方法。
And it is through a method that is not comprehensible through methods of man.
而是用他的能力来成就这件事情。
But it is through his might and power to accomplish this.
哦，所以同样今天我们在打这场属灵的征战。
So in the same way when we are fighting this spiritual battle today.
在教会的发展。
And in the growth of the church.
哦，个人信仰的进步。
In individuals' improvement in faith.
哦，也都应该要让圣灵来充满。
We should also let the Holy Spirit fill us.
让神来主导。
For God to lead us.
哦，这个是我们从这个第六章开始我们可以学习到的。
This is what we can learn starting from chapter 6.
哦，我们看回来这个第六章。
And let us look back to this chapter 6.
看神怎么教导他们打这一场战争。
Let's see how God teaches them to fight this battle.
第三节。
Verse 3.
六章三节，你们的一切兵丁要围绕这城，一日绕一次，六日都要这样行。第四节。七个祭司要拿七个羊角走在约柜前，到了第七日，你们要绕城七次，祭司也要吹角。第五节。
Verse five.
他们吹的角声拖长，你们听见角声，众百姓要大声呼喊，城墙就必塌陷，个人都要往前直上。这就是神对约书亚所教导的攻城方法。
And this is the method of attack that God has instructed Joshua.
不同于这个人的智慧。
And this is not in correlation to the wisdom of man.
叫他们去绕城。
And he asked them to circle the city.
一日绕一圈。
Every day circle once.
六日都要这么行。
And you must do this for 6 days.
到了第七天一次要绕七次。一口气要绕七圈。
And on the seventh day, in one breath, they must march 7 times.
那七个祭司要拿七个羊角走在约柜前面。
And 7 priests must carry 7 ram's horns in front of the ark.
那当祭司吹角的时候。
And when the priests blow the trumpets,
众百姓就要大声呼喊。
All the people must loudly shout.
那城墙就会塌陷。
And then the wall of the city will collapse.
那个人就要奋勇直上，把城夺取。
And each person will go in and take over the city.
那约书亚从神那边这个知道了这个作战的方法，他就告诉这些军长跟百姓。
And Joshua from God, when he learned about this method, he told all the people and the troops.
他要祭司抬着神的约柜。
He needed the priest to carry the ark of God.
走在百姓的前面。
And to walk in front of the people.
那百姓这个带兵器的走在这个约柜祭司的前面。
And the soldiers needed to walk in front of the.
这个带兵器的走到最前面，后面跟着祭司抬着约柜，最后面的才是百姓。
So the people with weapons must march in the front, and behind them are the priests with the ark, and behind them are the people.
那祭司要一边走一边吹角。
And the priests must, as they walk, blow the trumpets.
约书亚告诉百姓，
Joshua told the people,
不可以呼喊，不可以出声，连一句话都不可以出口。
You cannot shout, you cannot make a noise, not even one word must leave your mouth.
等到呼喊的日子，
You have to wait until the day of shouting,
才可以呼喊，
in order to shout.
这个是约书亚转达从神领受的命令。
And this is the commandment that he is giving to them from God.
那除了这个之外，
Besides this,
还有谈到有关攻城之后，
And they also talks about what they should do after attacking the city.
要有两件事情要做的。
And there are two things they must do.
我们还记得之前两个探子在耶利哥城跟拿合立的约。
And we remember that 2 spies had made a covenant with Rahab.
当他们攻下耶利哥城的时候，要让拿合一家人都能够存留。
And so once they attack the city of Jericho, they must make sure that they keep the family of Rahab alive.
所以这个是他们攻下耶利哥城其中一件要做的事情。
And this is one of the things they must do when they attack Jericho.
另外一件事情
Another thing.
我们来看18节。
Let's look at verse 18.
十八节，至于你们，务要谨慎，不可取那当灭的物，恐怕你们取了那当灭的物，就连累以色列的全营，使全营受咒诅。十九节
，Verse 19，
我有金子、银子和铜铁的器皿，都要归神为圣，必入神的库中。这第二件事情就是，当他们攻下耶利哥城的时候，不可以取当灭的物。
And the next thing that they must keep when they attack the city of Jericho is that they must not take the accursed things.
什么是当灭的物
？What are accursed things？
就是那个要归给神的哦。
And those are things that must belong to God.
金子、银子、铜铁器皿，要归神为圣。
Gold, silver, all sorts of metals, they must be separated for God.
将来就成为制作。这个神殿里头要用的器皿的材料。
And later they will be considered material to be used in the temple of God.
那至于城里头的人。
And inside the people of the city.
不分男女老少，不分这个牛羊驴都要用刀杀尽。
No matter if it is man or woman, if it is young or old, if it is an ox, mule or a lamb, they must kill.
这个一开始。传道就跟大家谈到说为什么神吩咐以色列百姓要把迦南地人杀尽赶逐出去。
And from the beginning we talked about how why they needed to cast out all the Canaanites and kill them all.
因为这是神对迦南地的人的一个公义的审判。
And this is a righteous judgment on the people of Canaan from God.
这也是神要保存以色列人以色列选民他们 的这个纯圣洁所以 要跟他们完全的隔离。
And this is also to preserve the purity and holiness of the Israelites, and this is a way of separating them.
所以在人来看好像是很残忍的事情。
So to man it might seem cruel and inhumane.
但是这是神的公义审判。
However, this is the righteous judgment of God.
这是神对他的百姓选民的保护。
And this is the protection of God toward his holy people.
所以这个约书亚告诉了百姓
That is why Joshua told the people
有关作战的方法
That is related to the art of war
带兵器的走最前面后面跟着吹角的祭司抬着神的约柜那最后面才是百姓
In the very front it is those who carry the weapons In the middle it is the priest carrying the ark and the trumpets And in the very back it is the people
六天各绕城一次
And 6 days They will each day circle the city once.
第七天绕七次。
And in the 7th day, circle the city 7 times.
那在期间呢，通通不可说话。
And throughout the whole time, they must not speak a word.
除了这个祭司吹角之外
，except for the priest blowing the ram's horn.
百姓一句话都不可出口。
The people, they must not speak even a word.
直到最后一圈这个第七天最后一圈绕完了。
Until the very last circle, when it has been finished circling on the last day.
祭司所吹的角声拖长。
And there is a long blow on the ram's horn by the priests.
众人就要呼喊。
Then all the people must shout.
城墙倒塌，然后他们就要奋勇攻取。
And they will, all the walls will collapse, and they must go in straight in.
那我们接下来我们就来谈一谈哦，这个为什么神这样的教导有什么样属灵的含义在里面
？And next, we will talk about in this story, what are the spiritual teachings that God has in it?
如果我们稍微懂得这个兵法用兵我们会觉得这是什么样的作战这个战略简直可笑荒谬。
And if we know anything about the art of war and military strategies, then we will think how funny this is that he has chosen this strategy.
工程哪里有用这种方法的
What kind of engineering involves this strategy?
工程应该是要研究是要挖地道呢，还是要用火攻呢
In engineering strategies, they will probably dig something or maybe use fire.
要做这个云梯呢，还是筑城垒呢
？Or use ladders or maybe build forts.
要研究哪一面的城墙比较脆弱，从哪边攻击
？And perhaps to research into which part of the wall is the weakest, and they will attack from there.
怎么有用这种方法的
？And how could they use this sort of method?
那我们刚刚谈过，这个是神教导的方法。
And we just discussed that this is the method taught by God.
耶利哥城。他们城墙高大。
The city of Jericho has very high and strong walls.
这个时候 城门关得紧紧的。
And at this time, the city doors were closed very tightly.
哎，可以说连苍蝇都飞不进去
啊。And we can say that not even a fly could fly in.
哎，神教导他们用这种方法来攻城。
And so God taught them this method to engineer strategy.
我们也知道我一直在强调说我们属灵的这个信仰也是一场征战。
And we know that our spiritual life and our faith is also a battle.
我们的仇敌就如同这个耶利哥城关得紧紧的。
And our enemy is just like this Jericho, closed very tightly.
这个可能是我们的软弱也好，我们的挑战也好。
This could be our weaknesses or it could be our challenges.
我们要得胜它。
But we must be victorious over them.
那我们要怎么办？
But what should we do?
就如同这个绕城一样。
It is just like the circling of the city.
看起来好像没有什么。
It seems like there's not much.
这个每天呢，借着读经，借着祷告。
Every day through Bible reading and prayer.
什么都没有改变呢。
There's nothing else that has changed.
今天我也读经，我也祷告了。
Today I read the Bible. Today I pray.
明天我也读经，我也祷告了。
Tomorrow I pray and tomorrow I read the Bible.
后天我也读经，也祷告了。
And then the next day after that I read the Bible and I pray.
什么都没有发生啊。
And nothing has happened.
什么事情都没改变呢。
Nothing has changed.
就好像这些以色列百姓。
It's just like these Israelites.
他们绕城一天绕一圈。
They circled the city every day. They circled once.
六天都是这样。
And 6 days it was the same.
没有什么改变。
There was no change.
甚至第七天呢。
But it was until the seventh day.
前面绕了六圈呢。
In the very beginning, they circled 6 times.
也是什么事情都没发生。
And still nothing happened.
我们的日常生活的灵修、读经、祷告，就像这样子。
The spiritual cultivation in our daily lives, reading, praying, reading the Bible and praying, is just like this.
好像什么事情都没有发生。
It seems like nothing is happening.
什么事情都没有改变。
It seems like nothing has changed.
但是我们要坚持。
However, we must persist.
我们要持守。
We must continue.
如果这个以色列百姓如果约书亚在最后一天的最后一圈还没有绕之前就放弃了。
If these Israelites, if Joshua, if they haven't finished that last circle and they gave up,
城墙会不会倒塌？
Would the walls have collapsed?
不会。
No.
所以同样的。
So it is the same.
今天我们的灵修，我们的读经祷告就是这样子。
Today our spiritual cultivation, our Bible reading and prayer is the same.
这个是马步的功夫啊。
And this is the most basic kind of skill.
如果我们喜欢看这个功夫片这个李小龙也好啦 ，Jackie Chan 也好啦。
If we like to watch these kung fu films, Jet Li is okay, and Jackie Chan is okay.
你会觉得说哇，好像跳舞好简单哦。
And you think, oh, like dancing like that is so easy.
这个台上一分钟台下要十年功哦。
And this on the stage, it is just 1 minute, but below the stage, it must be very long.
他们在刚开始在练习的时候那是很苦的
When they first are practicing and training, it is very bitter.
姿势要正确
Their stances must be correct.
那不然如果没有正确的话，只是花拳绣腿是没有办法得胜的。
And if it is not, if they're not diligent, and if they do not spend much time, then they're just spending money, and then at the end, they won't be victorious.
最痛苦的就是这个这个最基本的工作。
The most painful is the most basic kind of work we must do.
就好像我们的信仰那个最基本就是祷告，就是读圣经。
And it's just like our faith. The most basic is reading the Bible and praying.
这个是最基本的。
This is the most basic.
但是这个也是往往我们最容易忽略跟放弃。
But this is something we often neglect and give up on.
那个乃曼元帅。
And the Naaman.
他们。
The tax collector.
他虽然是贵为亚兰国的大将军呢。
And even though he was a big officer.
但是他却长了大麻风。
But then he got leprosy.
他透过他所掳来的这个以色列的一个小女子告诉他。以色列有先知可以医好他。
And through an Israelite servant girl, he learned, this official learned that someone could heal him.
所以他到了这个以利沙这里住的地方。
He came to where Prophet Elisha lived.
那以利沙甚至没有出来见他，只找人告诉他说：“你到约旦河去洗澡啊。”
And Elisha didn't even tell and didn't even go out to meet him, but told someone else to go bathe in the river.
那你就能够得到医治了
And then he could receive healing.
哦，那不是说很哦简单就哦只是到约旦河去洗澡而已哦。
And it is not so simple to just go bathe in the Jordan River.
哦，又告诉他要洗几次哦。
He told him how many times to bathe.
洗几次
？How many times？
哦，七次哦。
Seven times.
哎，要洗七次。
He has to wash seven times.
哎，本来他很生气啊。
At first he was very mad.
哦，这个他认为说啊。哦，这个以利沙先知啊，应该要出来哦，来亲自来接见他，哦，在他这个患病的地方啊，祷告啦，或者是哦什么摇手啦，来治好他。
Oh, and he thought that Elisha should have himself come out to meet him and perhaps prayed for him and or waved his hands for him.
哦，但是不但你没有出来呀、啊、
，But not only did he not come out,
是找一个小和、哦、这个啊小童子来告诉我。
And he got this child to come and tell me.
哦、你们的国王看到我还要立正站好呢。
Hey, the king that when he comes to meet me, he has to stand up.
哇、哦，这么没礼貌。
So impolite.
哦，那如果要洗澡
，If I need to bathe,
我干嘛千里迢迢跑到你这个约旦河来洗
？Why do I have to go to your Jordan River to bathe?
哦，我自己的国家哦，亚兰国那个亚巴那河、啊、比你们这个小约旦河好多了。
And in my own country, I have this great river that is so much greater than your little river.
哦，本来气的想要回国。
And he was so mad he wanted to return.
哦，这个时候他的一个仆人告诉他了。
And at that time, one of his servants told him.
哦，说哦，如果先知啊叫你做一件很困难的事情，你岂不是也会去做？何况这么简单的事情。
And he said that if a prophet told you to do something very difficult, wouldn't you go and do it? But something so simple like this, you should do it.
为什么就放弃呢
？Why do you just give up?
哎，这个。哦，乃曼想一想也有道理啦。
And then Naaman thought about it, and it made sense.
哦，如果是我的话，我也觉得很有道理哦。
And if it was me, I also would think it made sense.
如果、哦、没有好哦，哎，再去找以利沙先知算账、啊。
If I'm not healed, then I can go back and take revenge on Prophet Elisha.、
哦、俗话说，跑得了和尚跑不了庙嘛啊、哦。哦，他跑不掉的啦。
He can't get away. Perhaps he could get away through the river, but he can't leave the temple.
OK 了，啊，结果他就真的下去洗澡了。
So then he really did go bathe in the river.
哦，这个夏天洗澡要洗热水啊，不洗热水洗不干净哦。洗几次
？How many times did he wash?
七次哈。
Seven times.
如果他洗六次就看没有用啊，他就停下来了。
If he only washed six times, it would be useless because he stopped.
哦，他能不能得到医治
？Would he have received healing?
哦，也是没有办法。
It is also not possible.
哦，所以他一定要洗七次。
So he must wash seven times.
唯有啊，哦，这个道，哦，这个啊，洗了七次，哦，啊，这个照着先知告诉他的，才能够有功效。
It would only be effective if you wash seven times, just as was told by the prophet.
哦，还有哈。
Also, there is more.
啊，这个以利亚，就是刚刚那个以利沙的师父哦。
And also Elijah, who was the master of Elisha.
哦，当他在加密山上哦，得胜这个巴利跟亚斯他录的假先知啊。
And when he was on the mountain and he was victorious over the false prophets of Baal and Asherah.
哦，复兴了以色列的信仰，归正了。哦，以色列百姓的信仰。
And he revived the faith of the Israelites and turned their faith back toward God.
哦，让六年零六个月没有下雨的哦，这个以色列地啊，啊、哦，将要下雨了。
And for the land to have rain, the land of Israel that did not have rain for six years.
哦，那以利亚啊，这个以利亚哦，啊，叫他仆人啊去看看。
So this Elijah told his servant to go take a look.
哦，向海观看了，看有什么动静没有
？To see if there's any movement along the ocean.
哦，这个仆人说啊，蓝天哈、哦、没有白云哈、哦、
，And he said,
什么都没有。
And this servant said that in the blue skies there is not a white cloud, there is not even anything.
哎，你再去看
，Go look again.
哦，还是没有啊。
And still there's nothing.
再去看
，Go look again.
总共看几次
？How many times did he look?
几次
？How many times？
七次哦。
Seven times。
哎，同样要看七次哦。
It is the same. It is seven times.
哎，有啦，有啊，看到有一片云哦，像这个手掌那么大而已、啊。
Oh, I see, I see. There's a cloud that is about the size of a fist.
哦，这个以利亚哈、哦、啊，就跟这个童子说哈、哦，你赶快去告诉那个亚哈王哈、哦、啊，叫他不要开敞篷车哈、哦，要套车哈、哦。哎，就是啊，以免被雨淋到了哦。
And so Elijah quickly told his servant to tell King Ahab to not ride the chariot uncovered because he might get rained on.
哎，哦， 所以同样啊，七次哦。
So it is the same, seven times.
哦，所以啊，我们日常的灵修工作。
And therefore, our daily spiritual cultivation.
哦，或者我们的侍奉。
Or our service.
哦，通常都不是立竿见影的哦，就是好像哦，这个啊，杆子一插，太阳光一照，影子就跑出来，没那么快的啦。
And it is not like sticking a stick in the ground and then the sun shines and then gold comes out.
哎，很多时候哦。哦，都好像我们在种田一样，哇，慢慢长，慢慢长哦，好，等的哦，都不耐烦。
And it's just like when we do agricultural work, you have to slowly sow and watch it grow, and it takes a lot of patience. 哦，
但是唯有这种方法
，But there is such a way.
哦，才能够得到最后的胜利跟成功。
This is the only way for us to have the lasting victory and the end success.
哦，这个是哦，我们从这个绕城哦。我们所学到的教训。
And this is the teaching that we learned from the circling of the city.
好，那再来我们看到哦，这个在过程当中哦，耶稣亚说啊，不可以出声音，连一句话都不可出口。
And next we see that in this process, Joshua said that we must not even make a noise, not even one word from the mouth.
什么时候人家不会有话说的
？When do people have not a word to say?
大神迹出来的时候啊。
That's when there's great miracles.
哦。目瞪口呆、哦、那个没有话说了、哦、就是说不出话来了、
哦、Then you're speechless、
哎、那通常、啊、在那个看不见有任何的果效的时候、
When you first don't see any results、
哦、那个话就出来了
Then you start speaking、
哦、这个中国人说七嘴八舌了、哦、那形容说、啊、这个很多人 有话了、哦
And Chinese saying it says seven mouths and eight tongues, and that symbolizes how there are many words spoken.
在服事当中啊，我们最容易看到这样子。
In our service, we easily see things like this.
当工作有果效，那不用讲啊，大家都看得见，都不会有话讲。
When there are results in our work, everybody can see it, and there's not much to say.
但是当遇到瓶颈的时候，工作好像没有进展。
And when we encounter a stalemate and it's very still and it seems that work is not growing,
大家就有很多话要说。
Then everybody has many words to say.
你一句我一言哦，到最后怎么样？
I have a phrase and you say something. At the end, what happens?
到最后啊，就吵架了。
At the end, then there's argument.
到最后啊，就大家就不能够团结啊，就你走你的，我回我，我过我的。
And at the end, there cannot be unity. I go my way, and you go yours.
所以，当我们这个圣工遇到瓶颈的时候，当我们还没有看到神的作为显现出来的时候
，Therefore, when we are doing holy work and we encounter a standstill and we do not yet see the work of God.
除了我们要耐心等候
，besides being patient and waiting，
我们更要谨慎我们所说的话。
We must be even more careful about the words that we speak。
要说造就人的，不要说没有造就的。
We must say words that are edifying to people and not words that are unedifying to people。
有一次有一个慕道朋友
，One time there was a truth-seeking friend。
这个拍着胸脯啊，跟传道说啊，传道。灵恩会什么时候？我这一次一定要洗礼的。
Hitting his breast, he said, "Pastor, when is the next spiritual convocation? This time, I must be baptized."
我说、下个月，下个月。
I said, "Next month, the next month."
结果安息日过后他就没有来的。
But then after the Sabbath, he didn't come.
为什么没有来
？How come he didn't come?、
我想他可能有事。
I thought perhaps he had an issue.
第二个礼拜也没来。
And the next week, he didn't come either.
第三个礼拜也没来。
And the third week, he didn't come either.
当然就要去看看他了。
And of course, I had to go take a look at.
到他家里。
I went to his house.
你为什么没有来呀、啊？没有看到你呀、啊
well, ？Why didn't you come? How come I didn't see you?
你不是跟我说你想要洗礼呀、
啊、？Didn't you tell me you wanted to get baptized?
说传道士啊，我本来是有这个打算呐、啊。
And、I said yes, Pastor. Yes, I did have this intention.
所以我跟你讲完之后我本来都只安息日只聚会上午，我那一天呢、啊、特别要留下来聚会下午的。
And so I thought, I usually only stay for the morning service, but that day I wanted to stay for the afternoon service.
那中午吃完饭啊，没有地方去嘛。
After dinner at lunch, there was nowhere to go.
然后啊就 看到有人在聊天，我就坐在旁边啊。
And so I saw some people chatting, so I sat around them.
结果我一听啊，不听还好，一听啊，我就不想洗礼了。
And then I was just listening, and after I heard what they were saying, I didn't want to get baptized anymore.
都在讲人家的闲话，讲人家背后话。
They were talking idle words and speaking bad about other people.
教会怎么跟外面一样啊
？How come church is just like the outside?
那是不是我要考虑考虑啊
？Isn't it that I must think about it some more?
所以我们经常在说啊，教会为什么没有人洗礼呀？为什么啊，没有慕道者啊
？So oftentimes we ask, how come there's no people getting baptized in our church? How come there are no truth seekers?
圣工遇到瓶颈啊
！And then our holy work has encountered a standstill.
很有可能我们在这个言语上把我们辛苦所做的功啊，通通漏掉了。
And perhaps because of the words that we speak through our mouths, all of our work has leaked.
所以这个约书亚在这边说不可出口一句都不可出口。
And here Joshua says, "Do not speak a word, not even one word from your mouth."
当然不是叫我们说你有好的意见不能讲，不是这个意思。
And this is, of course, not to say that if you have a good idea, don't say it. That's not what it means.
但是我们要小心我们所说的话。
But we have to be careful of the words we say.
这个也是在绕城当中我们可以学习到的。
And this is something we can learn when we are circling the city.
那再来。
Next.
不但这个嘴巴要注意，耳朵也要注意。
Not only this mouth do we have to pay attention, but also our ears we must pay attention.
这个在绕城的过程当中，祭司吹角。
In the process of circling the city, the priests blow the horn.
你要配合祭司的这个角声。
And you have to cooperate with the horn blowing of the priests.
那最后祭司这个祭司吹出这个角声拖长啊。就要大声的呐喊了。
And right then, when the priests finally make the loud, long blow on their horn, we must all shout loudly.
他们要听角声来行事。
They must listen to the blow of the horn to correlate with their actions.
在这个以色列人在旷野的时候
，When the Israelites were in the wilderness.
这个神要摩西做了两只银号。
God wanted Moses to make two silver horns.
那他们要听这个银这个号的声音呢、要这个安营呢，或者是要要起行呢。
And they must listen to the blowing of these silver trumpets to know if they must stay still or if they must arise and go.
这个如果在台湾有当过兵的就有印象。
If you have ever been in the military in Taiwan, you will have an impression.
这个早上起床啦，或者是这个上课啦、下课啦或者是这个吃饭啦睡觉啊，都有那个吹号的声音呢。
There is a trumpet sound for waking up, going to class, leaving class, eating, and also going to sleep.
我印象很深刻的就是两个。
I have a very deep impression, and there's two.
一个就是起床号。
One is the sound of waking up.
打滴打打，未定未当
Something
like、动不了了，很想睡觉
I can't help it. I just want to sleep.
那中午吃饭了，吃饭你记得
And also the lunch, eating, I also remember.
哒哒滴哒哒哒，安尼又过一顿，安尼又过一顿这样又一餐了，这样又一餐
And there goes another meal.
快要退伍了。
There goes another meal. It's about to end.
所以我们都会听号角的声音
And therefore we will hear the sound of the trumpet.
配合动作
And we must also cooperate in our actions.
那今天呢、我们讲台的信息
Today, the message that we give on the pulpit
神的话语
The word of God
也等于是这个角声
This is equivalent to the blow of the trumpet.
我们要借着所听的道理要有所行动来配合
Through the truth that we listen to, we must also cooperate in our actions.
所以雅各书告诉我们说不要单单听到，要行道。
And therefore, James tells us, do not only listen to the word, but we must act according to the word.
所以这个以色列百姓啊，他们要听号角的声音来行事啊。
So the people of Israel must listen to the trumpet, the noise of the trumpet, in order to act.
那今天我们也必须要这样。
And today it is the same for us.
要注意我们所听的道理。
We must pay attention to the truth that we listen, that we hear.
把它实行在我们的信仰生活里头。
And put it into action in our spiritual lives.
那我们才能够过得胜的生活。
Then we can live lives of victory.
这个也是从这个绕城攻打耶利哥城绕城的过程当中，让我们学到的。
And this is also a teaching that we receive in the circling of Jericho.
哦。那最后哦
，Lastly，
哎，当这个地气喧嚣了哦，呐喊啊，哎，城果然就哦这个坍塌。
After the seventh circle and the loud shouting, the city collapsed.
哦，他们照着约书亚吩咐他们的。
According to the commandment of Joshua, they acted.
哦，保留了这个拿和全家。
They preserved the whole family of Rahab.
哦，这是跟他们定的这个哦立的约。
And this is a covenant that they made with them.
哦，那拿和全家得救哦，我们已经分享过了。
And we've already shared about the salvation of Rahab's family.
哦，我们就不重复哦。
And we will not repeat.
哦，那再来哦，那个神啊吩咐哦，约书亚说要告诉百姓哦。
And next.God commanded Joshua to tell the people,
哎，不可以取那个当灭的物，哦，不可取那个神吩咐不能拿的东西。
You cannot take the accursed things.
哦，在这个第七章啊
，And in chapter seven.
哦，在要接着要攻打这个爱城的事情上。
When they are about to attack the city of Ai.
哦，就哦发这个哦就记载的，哦原本原来在这个耶利哥城这一场圣战当中啊。有个美中不足的地方。
It records that during the time that they were attacking Jericho, there was something that went wrong.
哦，就是啊，有人哦，啊，拿了那个不当拿的东西。
Somebody took something that they shouldn't have taken.
哦，那个也成为，啊，成为这个第二场战争哦，攻打爱城失败的主要原因。
And this is the main reason that they failed in the second battle against Ai.
哦，所以这个耶利哥城的胜利。
And the victory over Jericho.
哦，里头啊，却包含着一个失败。
Within there was a failure.
哦，而这个失败是在胜利之后，哦，在胜利当中的。
And this failure was found out after the victory, but it was during the victory that it occurred.
哦，这个也是我们要学习的哦。
And this is something that we have to learn from.
哦，想想看哦。
Think about it.
大卫在什么时候犯罪的
？When did David sin?
哦，不是在他。哦，这个跟哥利亚哦打仗那个时候啊
，It wasn't during when he was fighting with Goliath。
哦，也不是他被扫罗哦嫉妒他的扫罗追杀的时候、啊、
And it wasn't when he was being chased by Saul who wanted to kill him。
哦，是在他已经当了以色列的王。
It was after he was already the king of Israel。
而且国中太平。
And it was there's peace in his kingdom。
哦，不需要他御驾亲征哦带兵打仗了、
啊。And he didn't need to himself go out and lead the army to fight。
哦，他在。哦，皇宫里头啊，睡到自然醒哦，睡到太阳下山。
He was sleeping in the palace until he naturally woke up until the sun set.
哎，就在那个时候
，down the hill, and it was during that time that he sinned.
哦，去啊、这个被神差派啊，去警告哦，这个以北朝以色列国啊、的这个啊、耶罗波安王的那一个哈、哦、神人呢、啊。
And the man of God who went to talk to Jeroboam.
哦、神叫他说不可以在伯特利吃喝、啊。
And God told him not to eat in Bethlehem.、
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
啊，结果啊。
And then it resulted that.
哦，在执行命令的过程当中，他很谨慎呢。
During giving the command, he was very alert.
哦，这个耶罗波安王甚至说啊，那你留下来。他说不行，神跟我讲不可在这里吃喝。
Jeroboam even said, "Oh, you should just stay and eat." But then he said, "No, God sent me and told me not to eat."
哦，但后来当他任务结束
，But after his mission was completed,
哦，他遇到一个伯特利的老先知。
He encountered an elderly prophet in Bethlehem.
哦，这个叫骗他说啊，说啊，我跟你一样哦，也是哦。啊、神的先知啊，啊神哦、啊，叫我来迎接你，带你到我家休息、吃饭、喝水。
And this prophet deceived him and said that I'm also a prophet from God. And God told me that you can come to my house and I should receive you and you can drink water at my house and eat there.、
哦、因为他已经完成任务，放哦松懈了他的、啊、他的心智、啊。
Because he had already completed his mission and he had already loosened his heart.
哦，结果啊，就跟着去吃饭喝水了。
And so he went and ate with him and drank water with him.
违背了神吩咐他不可做的事情。
He went against the command that God told him not to do.
哦，这个也是在成功之后，接着就失败了。
And this is a failure right after success.
我们刚刚讲那个以利亚先知啊。
We just talked about the prophet Elijah.
哦，他复兴了以色列全国的信仰。
He revived the whole nation's faith of Israel.
让三年半哦。的干旱能够、哦、消解掉。
He let the famine of 3.5 years to end.
哦， 就在这个时候啊，他听到说耶洗别皇后要杀他。
And that's when he heard that a different queen wanted to kill him.
哦，他就起来逃命了。
And then he quickly arose to flee for his life.
哦，信仰从最高峰跌到最谷底啊。
He went from the very high point of his spirituality to the very lowest pit.
哦，甚至啊。哦，在芦藤树下向神来求死了。
And even under the tree, he pleaded for death to God.
哦，这个啊，都告诉我们。
And this tells us.
哦，当我们成功的时候，更要小心。
Right when we are successful, we have to be the most careful.
哦，这个中国人说，创业维艰，守成不易。哦，哦，就是哦，成功不容易啊，但是要保持那个成功的哦，那个果实啊，那是更不容易的。
And there's a Chinese saying that says success is not very easily gotten, but to maintain success is harder, even harder.
哦，这个是哦，这个亚干哦犯罪哦，成为啊这个耶利哥城圣战当中的一个哦一个伏笔哦。
And this is Achan's sin that he committed during the attack of Jericho.
好，那最后还有一点哦来分享。
And there is a last point that I would like to share.
约书亚记的六章的二十六节。
In Joshua 6, verse 26.
二十六节，当时约书亚叫众人起誓说，有兴起重修这耶利哥城的人，当在神面前受咒诅。他立根基的时候必上长子，安门上的时候必上幼子。这个约书亚要众百姓起誓。
And here he revealed to all of the people of Israel.
哦，不可以再重修哦这一座耶利哥城。
They must not rebuild this city of Jericho.
哦，如果重修的话，哦会受咒诅。
If they rebuild the city, they will receive curse.
哦，安门善立根基啊，哦他的长子幼子啊会死亡。
And as they lay the foundation, it will be at the cost of their firstborn, and their youngest will be the cost when they set up the gates.
哦，这个咒诅啊，哦真的后来应验了。
And this curse really happened.
我们来看列王记上的十六章。
Let us look at 1 Kings chapter 16.
十六章的三十四节。
16 verse 34.
三十四节，亚哈在位的时候，有伯特利人希伊勒重修耶利哥城，立根基的时候上了长子，哦亚比兰安门的时候上了幼子希哥。正如啊，主借着嫩的儿子约书亚所说的话，哦，这个是五百年后发生的事情。
It's something that happened 500 years later.
哦，所以神的话不会落空的。
And therefore, the words of God will not fall.
哦，那为什么不能重修这座城
？Why could they not rebuild the city？
哦，耶利哥，哦，耶利哥城，哦，在哈这个属灵里头代表着哦这个罪哦。
Jericho, the city of Jericho, spiritually represents sin.
哦，代表着我们的软弱。
It represents our weakness.
人的情欲。
It represents the lust of man.
等等哦，所以当我们胜过之后啊。
So once we are victorious.
哦，不能够再走回头路哦。
We must not turn back and walk the same path.
哦，不能够再啊回到罪恶里头。
We must not walk back into sin.
哦，这个就是不能够重修耶利哥城。哦，给我们的教导。
And this is the teaching that we must not rebuild the city of Jericho.
哦，或许我们会这样想哦。
Perhaps we'll think like this.
哦，说人都软弱嘛。
We'll think all men are weak, right?
哦，我们不是神啊。
We aren't God.
哦，那所以啊，哦，我们有肉体。哦，眼目哦，我们今生的骄傲哦，但魔鬼不断的试探我们。
Therefore, we have the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. So Satan will continue to tempt us.
哦啊，所以啊，我们啊必须要经常的警醒。
Therefore, we must always be alert and sober.
哦，魔鬼没有办法得着我们。
The Satan cannot be victorious over us.
哦，因为我们已经属神。
Because we already belong to God.
那唯一的方法。
The only way.
哦，就是让我们得罪神。
Is if we sin against God.
哦，我们得罪神，哦，落到魔鬼的，哦，这个啊，再回到魔鬼的辖制里面。
If we sin against God, then we fall, then we return back to the control of Satan.
哦，所以我们就要谨慎，不要让我们哦，啊，在属灵里头孤单了。
Therefore, we must be alert and we must be careful that we are not alone spiritually.
哦，我们啊，不要。哦，跑出神的羊圈，哦，跑出神的这个保护。
We must not leave the flock of God. We must not leave the protection of God.
哦，这不是说啊，神的保护有限哦。
This is not to say that the protection of God has limits.
哦，我们啊曾经说过，神给人自由意志。
We have once said that God gives man free will.
哦，这就是他伟大的地方。
And this is the great aspect of God.
当人愿意顺从神的教导，被神的爱所激励。
And once man is willing to yield to the teachings of God and to be filled with this love.
当然神的保护、神的应许、神的能力都会在我们身上。
Then of course, God's protection, God's promises, and God's power will be upon us.
但是当我们如果消灭圣灵的感动。
However, if we quench the movement of the Holy Spirit,
硬着心呐，顽梗悖逆，硬着景象。
And we have a hardened heart, and we turn away.
那神也会任凭我们。
Then God will also turn away from us.
那到时候被神弃绝，又被魔鬼得着，那就何等的可怕。
Then we will be rejected by God, and we will be taken over by Satan. How scary this is!
所以今天呢，我们愿意花时间在这里灵修。
So today we are willing to come and spend time on spiritual cultivation.
不是这个回去又把一些丢掉的东西又捡回来。
And we must not pick up things that we had dropped before when we go back.
而是要真正的离开。
Instead, we must really leave them.
耶稣曾经在耶利哥医治了一个瞎眼的。
And one time, Jesus healed a blind person.
伯赛大，抱歉哈，伯赛大。
A Bethsaida.
当耶稣医好他。
After Jesus healed this man at Bethsaida.
耶稣叫他不要再进到村子里面。
He told him not to go back to the village.
所以今天呢，我们也要主耶稣把这个瞎子从村子领出来，再医治他。
And therefore today.Jesus took the blind person and led him out of the village to heal him.
然后叫他不要再回去。
And told him never to go back.
同样今天，主耶稣让我们能够从魔鬼的辖制当中被救出来。
In the same way, Jesus allows us to be saved from the control of Satan today.
医治我们。
Heals us.
我们就不可以再回去这个世界。
Then we must not return back to this world.
回到最终之乐里头。
We must not return back to sin, back to death.
这个也就是。不可重修耶利哥给我们的教导。
And this is the teaching of how we must not rebuild the city of Jericho.
所以求神帮助我们每一个弟兄姐妹。
So we ask God to help all of each brother and sister.
让我们借着学习，这个约书亚记，来得着在属灵的征战当中过得胜的生活。
And through the book, studying the book of Joshua, we learn how we can live a life of victory in our spiritual lives.
我们这一节课就跟大家一起学到这里。
And we will learn up to here in this class.